God's glory is here. God's glory is now. God's glory is forever. In the story of the baby in the manger, we are reminded of how God came to earth in the form of a human body, Emmanuel, God with us. And it is that same body that Jesus gave for us on the cross. And so we gather tonight around this table to remember the incarnation of God. How God became flesh, how God gave his body for us, that we might experience God's glory forever. We remember tonight the Lord Jesus, how on the night he was betrayed, he took the bread, and after he had given thanks, he broke it. And he gave it to his disciples, and he said, "This is my body, broken for you. Take and eat in remembrance of me." And that same night, after the supper, Jesus took the cup. And he said, "This cup is the new covenant of my blood, which is poured out for the forgiveness of sins." Tonight we celebrate these gifts of bread and juice as reminders of the greatest gift. The baby in the manger. And in some ways it seems strange to be talking about and thinking about death and sacrifice on a night that is about birth and joy, but we remember that God is a God of life, and the death, the giving of Jesus' life, is about life because there is resurrection and promise and eternal glory. And so let me invite you to come forward to the table to take of these gifts, to take of the cup, to take of the bread. You might come on your own. You might come with your family or with friends. You might share this time together. You might serve one another. This is an opportunity for you to come forward and receive these gifts and then return to your seat. And we will do our candle lighting in just a few moments. If you're not able or do not desire to come forward and would rather me bring communion to you, I would be glad to do that. Just lift your hand as I walk around the sanctuary so that I am sure to find you. The table is prepared. God's glory is here. Come and receive these gifts.